kid. I'm putting together a crew.
What do you think about, like, Ray Park? I mean, Ray Park. Jesus.
I mean, I think Ray Park's pretty great.
Ray Park. More like
all right,
Ray
there's
Park.
The intro to the episode. Bob Iger stepping down.
Ooh, that's I don't know. I was really iffy about it at first, but it sounds like this is all kind of a pre-planned thing that's just been accelerated a little bit. He's still pretty much going to be there until his
next year.
He's just grooming the new CEO, more or less, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's all things saying he wanted to be more like involved in creative since the company's getting so big. He wanted to be more on that side of things. I guess my only con is the new guy. I forget his name. He is not like as charismatic and outgoing. I feel like Bob Iger was just like, he knew what he was doing. He like, I don't know. He was great. Robert. I did not know that he tried to build an NFL stadium at one point. He was considered as commissioner for the MLB at one point.
Interesting.
Yeah, he even considered running for office at one point, but decided it wasn't for him. Like, all this stuff, I was like, oh my gosh. Who is this man?
It makes you wonder what you're doing with your life, right?
It really does. It really does. And good for him.
I mean, I say that in general to all of us, really.
Yeah, not just me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Just to specify. Shall we talk some 420 Republic?
Republic. I get it. That was funny.
I'm just going to constantly check that meme and see if I get any likes. If I get more than 5 likes, I'll be satisfied.
So yeah, let's talk some High Republic. This sounds fun. As always, Jonathan, Daniel, and joining us once again, Steven, Carbonite Crew. Here we are.
Do we start? At what point do we count Steven as like not a guest host?
You know,
at what point is he just like a rotating cast member?
I think that's a good word for me, rotating cast member. I like
yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, you've been on enough, you know.
Definitely,
like,
I'll
intro though, because I like how Dead Inside had like musicians and like politicians. Can we just say like local political activist Steven or something like that, or like local?
Yeah, once he starts doing all that stuff, we can do that.
Local rebellion sympathizer. How about that?
That'd work for me.
I
keep
like
it Star Wars themed, you know.
Yeah, of course. We live in a fictional universe.
We can change it every time you come on, too. It'll be a thing.
We can just pretend you're a different Steven every time. We'll see how long it takes for people to realize it's the same person.
How many Stevens are there?
In the world? Probably quite a bit.
Yeah. Really,
like relevant Stevens or just
I can think of
a random last name every time.
I mean, I've never met anyone named Relevant Steven.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a thing.
I'm sure someone out there has that name.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I meant.
So let's talk some High Republic.
Yeah, let's.
So Monday night, I mean, Jonathan, you and I talked about it. Monday night, it was rumored to happen, an announcement.
And it happened.
It happened. It was a little late, but it happened.
Yeah, I didn't see it till the morning, but it was still super exciting.
Yeah, there was no live stream. I didn't even know there was like a press conference for it until that evening.
There was a press conference for it?
Yeah, there was a whole media event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why they were late getting stuff out, is because like they were just running behind and they were trying to. The funniest thing I saw on the internet that night was Lucasfilm and Disney keeps mouth shut for 2 years under the secret Project Luminous. Del Rey, spoiler for the first book, like 2 hours before the press conference.
I saw that. That was like, so good.
Gosh. Because I was worried, like, right at, like, 10:15, 10:20, when it was announced our time, that, like, that was the only announcement.
Yeah, because I looked before I went to bed, and that was the only thing that I saw at the time, too. But
I was like, maybe they're just scratching an announcement, and it'll just kind of be up on the site tomorrow as, new book.
No, it's a media project. So shall we go over what it's covering?
We shall.
We shall. Let's get into it. So there's books, comics, short stories, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. And the books are going to be adult and young adult, from what I see.
From just what I saw,
there's actually three tiers of books. Adults. Yeah. So you've got the adult books, which the first one is going to be Light of the Jedi, and that was the album cover that was leaked before the announcement.
Yes, that one's going to be written by Charles Soule.
And we can go into details after we kind of give an overview, I think.
For sure.
And then I'm actually on the Star Wars website, so they also have Star Wars The High Republic, A Test of Courage by Justinia Ireland. And that's actually a middle grade novel, whatever that means. I'm guessing
it looks,
like middle school.
It looks more childish just by the cover alone, the animation kind of drawing style.
It's like a tier below young adult.
Yeah, so, and then they've got Star Wars The High Republic Into the Dark by Claudia Gray, and that's a young adult model.
Ooh, that one looks good.
Yeah.
What else? There's also a comic series that looks like that's coming out called The High Republic Adventures, and that one's going to be released by, that one's Daniel Jose, IDW Publishing comic book series. And then there's also a comic series by Marvel, and that one's called Star Wars The High Republic. And that will actually be Kevin Scott, who those are unaware, did the Dooku novel that was available for audio exclusively.
I was actually kind of surprised that Charles Soule wasn't doing the comics. So I was expecting that from him.
And Kevin Scott doing the book or comic, it makes you wonder if they're kind of switching stuff around to see maybe this is kind of their testing time. You know, let's play with it right now. And I know I mentioned on the cast a few days ago to you, Jonathan, while we were talking, but I still do have this strong feeling that maybe the Thrawn thing has something to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It being pushed back, maybe because they are focusing more on these, or maybe it's because it's going to tie in somehow.
Yep. And one thing that they noted is this is going to be a multi-phase project. They've only announced the material for phase one of it at this point. I don't think they've said how many phases they're doing, but more than one.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to, since I'm on StarWars.com as well, and I'll kind of just give you the quote from Lucasfilm themselves, Disney themselves, and they basically say, "We're so excited to be opening up such a rich, fertile era for our authors to explore." This is from Kathleen Kennedy. "We'll get to see the Jedi in their prime," which is just fantastic. It goes on to say, "Star Wars The High Republic features the Jedi as we've always wanted to see them, as true guardians of peace and justice. This is a hopeful, optimistic time when the Jedi and the Galactic Republic are at their height. But of course, into this glorious new era, something wicked comes this way. This initiative will give readers young and old a new corner of the galaxy to explore through rich, meaningful stories. Plus, readers will learn what scares the Jedi." Interesting. Ominous.
And I'm very interested in that last part, obviously. But this is, at least as far as we know, an era where the Sith aren't particularly active. So I'm curious to see what they're doing as far as tension. I mean, they've said that there's this big, what's it called, the disaster going on.
Yeah.
There's this huge galaxy-wide cataclysm that happens in some way, shape, or form. And there's also the Nile, which seem to be the bad guys.
Which are being described as space Vikings?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, how cool is that?
I am 100% down
like,
for that.
Like, it sounds so cheap. Like, if I was writing a sci-fi book and I said, yeah, my bad guys are going to be space Vikings, like, that sounds like it could be cheesy, but for some reason it just doesn't to me in this form. It sounds like what we need. No, I'm done. Go ahead.
And I think it works super well just within the setting that they're trying to set up. Like, kind of this lawless, the Outer Rim is starting to be explored. And you really have this age of discovery and exploration. And you have these mysterious people that are just showing up and killing and pillaging. And it's going to be interesting.
I think one thing I'm imagining is, like, the Skyrim helmet. But, like, the horns are, like vibro knives or like some like vibro blades are just like freaking. I'm not going as far as imagining them as like lightsaber horn, but like I don't know. I'm pretty excited about seeing like something like that.
I think it would. I think it'd be super cool if we kind of learn maybe that these are like space Vikings, but you know, a few books in, we start to learn that these aren't just Vikings, and maybe they come to be all Sith lords or something.
That would be interesting.
And then we kind of go down that whole Old Republic type thing, that you know, the Jedi versus the Sith. Which
I would be more okay with it being a separate thing and the Sith popping up, but I think. I don't know. I'm interested in seeing the Sith. I just like to see Star Wars do something with the main antagonist that isn't the Sith for a little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
So do you think, speaking of the Old Republic, do you think that this is the Lucasfilm Disney version of the Old Republic, or do you think this is still going to be separate and the Old Republic will come at a later time?
So from what I've heard, they're pretty adamant that they're not going to make movies or TV shows with this era. I was in a video and that's kind of what they were saying, that they had iterated that. So that makes me think that when it comes time to make a movie or make a Disney Plus show, that maybe they will then use the Old Republic. But if that...
And
I don't think this is taking place of that.
I hope not. I think that would be a big mistake, also because there's a pretty noted chronological difference in these time periods.
Yeah.
I mean, the Old Republic takes place way before this. Like, before this.
But that's all non-canon as of now.
Yes.
And that's the
but,
big... So...
As opposed to a lot of Legends stuff, which I know I'm the Legends guy, but Disney's been pretty faithfully adding things from the Old Republic into canon Star Wars for a while now. I mean, you look at Rogue One, and you've got like the Hammerhead Cruiser, you've got Malachor and Rebels. There's tons of little things they've been adding.
I was gonna say Revan most recently.
Yep,
seen a lot of Revan recently.
And Revan is canon, you're right. So that alone gives me a ton of hope that this will be treated as a separate period. Not to mention that the Sith Order of that era is very markedly different than the Sith Order further along in the timeline because of Bane's Rule of Two.
When does the Old Republic take place approximately? Because you know, this has been announced that this is 200 years in the past... Yeah, in the past. When is the Old Republic? I know you know that answer.
It's about 4,000 BBY.
Okay, so we're talking... So,
millennia before the High Republic.
Yeah.
So, do you think that this is the time for the Jedi to shine in their height, and then maybe we get Old Republic stuff later where it's all about the Sith?
That would be interesting. I would really like to see them do some stepping stones. Like, I mean, obviously we're talking long game here. Like, say the High Republic thing, this whole project lasts 5 years, for example.
Right.
Which, I mean, it kind of has to in order to get all the media actually out and produced. I mean, it takes a while to write a book, publish it, blah, blah, blah. I would like to see them touch on the Bane era, because there's some really interesting stuff with the Jedi there. I don't know if you guys have read any of the Bane books or how much you know about that time, but without being overly verbose about it, basically the Jedi are an army in that time period. They're led by Lord Hoth, which is the reason the planet's named Hoth. And they're like this golden, they're not peacekeepers, they're straight up an army of Jedi. And I'd really like to see the High Republic maybe take some cues from that time period. We're looking at this as like the height of the Republic, and the Republic was another one of the Republic's golden ages were definitely around the time Darth Bane was around. So it'd be cool to see this be an echo of that and then later get to see that.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be something to, I love it. In my opinion, I think they're kind of setting up for maybe movies down the line.
I think so.
I think this might be one of those testing points to see how it does over the next year and a half. And I mean, the reception already has been nothing but fantastic.
Right.
I mean, I know there were some people that were, like, kind of crapping on the media release and it was delayed and there was no press conference and, oh, we just got books. But it's like, you're getting new Star Wars.
I mean, these are Star Wars fans we're talking about, though.
This is basically what everybody's wanted, right? Like, I know, especially you, Jonathan. I know Steven read a lot of the old EU books, and it's this is what people have wanted, basically.
Yeah,
is this
I'm
kind of stuff?
100% for this.
And
this
these
is incredible.
And these covers alone, I mean, they give off that vibe of like the 90s mm-hmm. covers. I love it. It looks cool.
Yeah, it just feels so fresh, and I'm personally am just super excited to finally get to see some storytelling within Star Wars that's outside of the constraints of like the first six movies.
Agree.
Right, we don't have to refer to something that's happened. We don't have to refer to Watto again or like this, you know,
yeah.
anything
like
that.
I feel like that horse has been beaten plenty.
Yep, I agree.
Are you saying, like, now we don't have to be like, so why did Rey get this lightsaber? Oh, well, you have to go back to Watto and
right.
see how he treated Anakin.
You have to go back to Watto's grandfather, you know?
Yes. I'm almost disappointed that they didn't go back far enough that Yoda is alive. I'm, like, almost
actually,
disappointed that he's still in there, but I think
yeah.
I think he'll be a cool cameo, because I don't see any way that he won't pop up at some point, but especially
yeah,
with this not being like a TV show or a video game or a movie, the reference, the cameo will be more self-contained, I think.
Yeah, I'm sort of worried that he's like the center of everything, and then we kind of have like we didn't break up. I'm sure they have thought this through.
No, man, it's all going to tie into The Mandalorian, because at the end of Mandalorian Season 2, Baby Yoda is going to go through the world between worlds and come out in the High Republic era and assume
what?
The mantle of Yoda. Yeah, yeah.
What?
You heard it here first.
Don't even, that's really
you
cool.
You heard it here first.
That's really cool.
I might give up on Star Wars with that.
Did we just plant some seeds, guys?
Seeds of darkness.
Oh, God, seeds of hope.
I forgot about that, by the way.
That should just be the name of the podcast.
No, I don't think there's any way they're going to use Yoda as a main character. For one, the fact that we would have seen it by now.
Mm-hmm. That would feel so lazy.
It would. Yeah, I'm excited. I was trying to find, I saw on Reddit the other day, someone posted a picture of one of the summaries for, what was it? Hold on.
I saw one for, I just had it pulled up here. It is, excuse
for
me.
For Into the Dark.
Yes, go ahead. You want to read that one?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have it pulled up, I don't remember word for word
oh,
what it says.
God.
But it had,
so that's the Claudia Gray novel.
Yep.
Wow.
It's the young adult novel.
Thank God for editing. So it says, Padawan Wraith Silas is being sent from the cosmopolitan galactic capital of Coruscant to the undeveloped frontier, and he couldn't be less happy about it. He'd rather stay at the Jedi Temple studying the archives, but when the ship he's traveling on is knocked out of hyperspace in a galactic-wide disaster, as we referred to earlier, Wraith finds himself at the center of the action. The Jedi and their traveling companions find refuge on what appears to be an abandoned space station, but then strange things start happening, leading to the Jedi to investigate the truth behind the mysterious station, a truth that could end in tragedy.
Interesting.
Yep.
Right.
Very, and that one will be released October 13th.
Nice. Let's all take a moment to be excited at the zero familiar character names in that description.
Yes, I am ecstatic about that. The big part of that I wanted to talk about was the Reddit thread that I saw. They were really speculating about what this galaxy-wide disaster would be, specifically what it would be in regards to the fact that it pulled them out of hyperspace. So do you guys think that's going to be a disaster, anyone in hyperspace reverse to real space? Because that could be a pretty big thing. I mean, if you think about it, you're moving faster than the speed of light, and all of a sudden you drop out of it. I mean, to quote Han Solo, you could go through a sun or end up in a supernova.
Which
know?
We have seen that, though, in Rebels. Them get pulled out of hyperspace.
Yep. So I'm just wondering, like, is that the disaster in of itself, or is it
I don't
a
think
side
it
effect?
Is. I think that, okay. I this is all speculation at this point.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something that's, like, galaxy-wide, so, like, some sort of, like, I don't want to go back to, like, Blue Shadow Virus, but, like, something that, like, spreads across the galaxy. I like your thought, because the only thing that I can remember, like, referencing being pulled out of hyperspace, didn't that have to do a little bit in the new Thrawn books, where, like, some of their enemies deployed that as, like, a tactic, I think?
It's been a thing for a long time. I mean, in Legends, you had the Empire had interdictor starships, which were able to generate a gravity well that would pull you out of hyperspace. So that's a pretty established thing. I don't know how many times it's actually been brought up in new canon, but it has been brought up. Actually, now that I think about it, Thrawn had those in Rebels. Yeah, the big Imperial Star Destroyer looking things with the giant bubbles on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what I was thinking about.
That's definitely been a thing. How they operate is a little bit different than Legends, but that's all minuscule details right now.
Do you guys think, like, the Niles have to do something with, like, the big, or by actually the great disaster, essentially?
I think so. I think they kind of have to if they're going to really set them up as the main villains, unless they're going to be sort of this side thing, you know?
You mean the Knights of Ren?
Yeah. I hope they're not the Knights of Ren. They're too cool looking. Granted, I said that about the Knights of Ren, so
yeah,
here we are.
Do you think it's going to be called the Great Disaster? Or do you think that's just kind of how we're describing it right now?
That's a good question.
That's like a planning name, like a plotting, and not necessarily like what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope. I mean, it seems like a very generic name, but at the same time, like Star Killer Base, Death
right.
Star.
Right.
Like, I mean, in the end, it's kind of all.
So another thing I really wanted to touch on, if we're just kind of speculating and talking about things that could come up, is the Sith. I know we talked briefly about them earlier. And I know I said that I don't want them to be, like, the main driving force behind that. This, because I feel like that's, again, what Steven was saying. We've seen so much of that. I mean, Palpatine is the main villain of the whole Skywalker saga, like it or not. And again, we have next to no canon information about this era, which is exciting. And we have very little Legends information about this era, but the one thing I did, one of the first things I looked up when this got officially confirmed was, where are we at in the Order of the Sith Lords in this time period?
I have no idea.
You know, because we have that 1,000-year legacy of Darth Bane going down to the time of Palpatine. And I could be wrong, and they could easily change things, but let me just lay out what I found, I guess.
Okay. I have a few questions when you're done, and I think it might tie into what you're bringing up.
Sure.
So go on.
So, you have Vader, and Vader's master is Sidious, we know this. Sidious's master is Darth Plagueis, which we famously hear about in episode 3. And Plagueis' master is a Dark Lord called Darth Tenebris. In Legends, he was a big part of the whole reason that Anakin was actually conceived. He and Plagueis created this whole ritual to basically try and twist the entirety of the Force to their will using the dark side. And the Force's reaction was to create this chosen one. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he and Plagueis were directly responsible for Anakin's creation, even though they didn't know it at the time.
Where's that referenced at, by the way?
In the novel Plagueis.
Okay.
Yep.
That's definitely.
Is that canon?
I have to.
No.
Exactly.
That's why I'm talking about it. It's the closest Legends thing we have. Like I said, they can change anything at any point, but this is the closest we have.
This is obviously our Legends panel that we're having right now.
Right. And then the Sith Lord that I think fits the closest to this era, just the way that Legends time frames work out, is unnamed, actually, which is kind of disappointing. But we do know that he was a Twi'lek Dark Lord of the Sith. He was Tenebris's master. Let's see. I know there was something else in here about him. Maybe not. Oh, here we go. Him and Tenebris both worked for years to develop a virus that would target and sever a Jedi's connection to the Force. Mm-hmm. However, they ultimately abandoned the project. At some point during the Sith Master's reign, the Twi'lek opened a rift in the Force, allowing the Jedi Order to sense the dark side of the Force for the first time in 8 centuries.
I know. This is a reference to tabletop. But are you saying they invented spice?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I know we talked about that last week. So.
Yeah. So I mean, there's not a ton to go off of here, but I thought it was interesting. He did some rather notable things. Really, just trying to manipulate the Force in any way possible, in a way that we don't really see Palpatine doing later on. Palpatine's very self-centered in a lot of ways. But yeah, that's kind of what I found. It was interesting. It leaves, again, kind of definitely a blank slate for them to kind of do what they want. But yeah.
I think I know, like, that from what the trailer showed, it really made it seem like it was more of a group plan project from, like, Star Wars, like, just absolute, like, well-known, like, nerds from the Star Wars community, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing I'm really excited about, because this project's been in the works since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my biggest problems with the sequel trilogy, is just the lack of planning. Like, they should have just taken 2 years before they made The Force Awakens and figured out what they were doing.
Right. But
here we are. Now I'm beating the dead horse, because I've said that so many times, but
doesn't change it. It's still true.
Yeah.
The people that are doing the planning for this, it is the authors that are writing the book.
Yes,
right?
It's the authors and it's the story group.
And those are the same authors that wrote a lot of the Legends stuff, is that correct? I feel like the names are familiar enough to me. Like Claudia Gray, I know she's written stuff before.
She's done a lot of the newer stuff.
Yeah,
so a lot of the, like Bloodline.
Yeah, she hasn't done any Legend stuff. Yeah. Her credited books are Lost Stars, Bloodline, Leia, Princess of Alderaan, Master and Apprentice, and the upcoming Into the Dark.
You might be thinking of Timothy Zahn. He did a lot of the old books, and he's done the Thrawn ones, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, he did the old Thrawn ones, and now he's doing the new ones.
There is another author that did a lot of old ones that's worked on newer stuff. I just can't think of who it is.
Well, anyway, the only reason I ask is I wonder how much of the Legends knowledge is in that room of people planning thing, and how much that plays into it.
Everybody in that room is basically Jonathan.
Hopefully. Well, and even if they're not knowledgeable in Legends, like I said, the story group is heavily involved with this, and they're all pretty knowledgeable. I mean, that's their whole job. To know about Star Wars, Legends, and canon.
That sounds like a pretty nerdy job.
That sounds like, Steven, like my dream job.
I feel like Steven's implying, like, how heavily are they, like, relying on Legends, maybe?
I mean, I very much think that this is going to be a new thing, and they're going to kind of forge their way, but I hope they bring things in. I really do.
Yeah. It probably just depends on what their mind, like, did they go into it and say, okay, forget everything you know, or did they go into it and say, well, we're willing to use what has been created already.
I would say it's probably the latter.
Yeah.
I think we saw that with the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
I mean, and I think it's a smart way to do things. Like, if I'm going to come up with this whole multimedia project and create a whole new era in Star Wars, it's cool to look at it and say, okay, well, we have our plans. We know what we're doing for this book. What are some cool things we can add in that fans are going to love and we love? And I feel like more with how much we've seen out of Disney, that's kind of how they approach bringing Legends things in. It's never anything huge all at once. It's little things. And it's little things that give them enough freedom to change Legends canon as they bring it in. Like, I mean, we know that Darth Revan was a Sith Lord, and Palpatine named one of his Star Destroyers after him. But that's all we know about Revan in canon.
Speaking of Revan, that, you know, they've come out with, like, they're coming out with the Black Series Saber for him. They came out with the Black Series figure with him as the Jedi version. And I think it speaks very, like I said, volumes that they're investing so much in these kind of legend characters in those forms that we know them, that it's, they're kind of saying, hey, we recognize this, we're acknowledging this.
I don't know. It's easy to say that and be optimistic, but part of me thinks that, I mean, Revan is just an icon, you know? He's a fan favorite.
Right.
I mean, like it or not. And I think Star Wars is really in desperate need of some goodwill from the fans.
Yeah.
They're really lacking that right now. So I would love to be optimistic and agree with you, Tyler, but I think as of right now, it's just a no-brainer. It's, hey, this has been a really divisive franchise in the last 5 years. What's something we can do that's easy, not expensive, will make us money, and foster goodwill for the fans? Oh, Darth Revan.
Create midichlorians. On that note, like, I did notice, like, you noticed that they said in the trailer, like, it's sort of a reference to, like, the Old West, and I think they're kind of noticing. They're also keeping, like, in mind, like, how much we took to Mando, and that's like constant references to like old Western style,
right?
Like, how much we loved that, just like being a gunslinger, traveling through the desert, just stopping in new towns, going into the saloon and just shooting it up, pretty, or chopping a dude in half. That was basically the first episode of Mando.
Yeah.
I want to make a observation that I just kind of dawned on me with Daniel just now, but you know, like the whole, like, everything's retro, everything comes back around, like, eventually, yeah. Right? Whether it be horrible fashion statements or just things, just anything, fashism. Right? Music, anything. Is this the resurgence of Westerns?
I think through Star Wars?
Like,
and I think that's been coming for a long, long time. I mean, you look at things like Firefly, for example, mm-hmm. like... and Star Wars has always had that Western feel, so I think it just makes sense to go back to your roots.
I mean, I dig it. I think it works, yeah, especially for Star Wars.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
I mean, we could speculate all day, and I'm sure we will over the next few months, even then. I do appreciate how the first book will be released at Celebration, they said.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
So I wonder if a lot of their panels will bank on future stuff for this as well, that projects are currently working on.
I hope it's The Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule, the adult novel. Yeah.
That will be the first one.
I'm very curious to see what the variant cover for that is, because they always do those Celebration variants.
Oh, always. And
they did with Master and Apprentice, yeah.
That you couldn't get your hands on, even though you tried for 4 out of the 5 days.
It's fucking stupid. So mad about that still. You had to bring that up.
I didn't know how salty you still were about it, but now that I know, I'm going to bring it up more often. So I want to talk about...
Will it make you happy? Will it make you happy if the Wookiee that's on the cover has, like, a Rosher tree, like, staff?
That would be cool. It would make me even happier if his name was Drarl.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Anyway.
So, speaking of staff and lightsabers, I want you guys to look at a picture, because I don't think this was, like, an officially announced picture, but it's since come out.
I've seen it around places, yeah.
Let's talk about this, because I think there's a lot to talk about in this photo alone.
There's a ton to talk about in this photo.
I'm going
to
describe it. For all people that haven't seen it, it's the High Republic logo with a bunch of Jedi. And from, I'll just go left to right, there is a cloaked woman in white with a double-bladed white lightsaber. And when I say double-bladed, I do not mean on two ends. I mean there's two blades coming out of one side of the lightsaber.
Yeah.
There is a Jedi next to her with a purple lightsaber with a really cool hilt.
I'm sorry. That's magenta. Get your colors right.
Alrighty. Sorry, Mr. Pitch Scott. I'm sorry.
Look at her eyes. That's magenta.
Yeah, that's magenta. Can confirm.
It is. I apologize. Under her, there is. Is that a Lothwolf? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what I was wondering.
Is that a Lothwolf?
I think it kind of is.
I'm excited. World confirmed. The guy, there's a man next to her who is not holding, but using the force to levitate a lightsaber hilt.
Well, hold up. Whoa. Is he levitating it, or is he, like, casually tossing it?
Bro, he's a Jedi. Like, right.
I don't know, he kind of looks like he looks like kind of an arrogant dude, if you ask me. Like, he's got that cocky, like, sure of himself pose, you know?
No, man.
That was like a casual toss to me.
No, yeah. Man. It's just like Ray said, Jedi make things float. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Okay.
Glad. Argument settled. Next to him is another, assuming a male.
Cover on his, that wrist guard.
Yeah, it's a wrist guard.
Yeah, I like it. It's an orange lightsaber, which we
is
have
it
not
made
yet
in
seen.
I was going to say.
Ooh.
You would think that would have to be made out of something that was, like, lightsaber resistant, right?
Like of, I was going to say vibranium.
Like Beskar?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the orange saber. Yellow saber? What would you call that? That looks orange to me.
That's definitely orange.
That's orange.
Okay, we're just going to instruct you on all your colors. Here.
Next to him is Rey's mom, as you can see.
Right. Great-great-grandmother, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm kidding. It's just a blonde girl with a blue lightsaber. Next to...
That's an aqua lightsaber. Hold on.
Daniel, I'm about to kick you out of this podcast.
Look at the difference between that one and then the Zabra.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
That's
sorry.
Aqua. Move on to.
Yeah, let's keep going. There's some interesting stuff.
There is a, I assume, a female next to her, bald, with a double bladed green lightsaber.
That looks like a Rataki to me.
Yeah, that's not human.
Yeah, that's Rataki.
Oh, that's not. Pretty sure. You're talking about her species, not the color. I just thought I was just naming colors, though.
No.
Okay. next to her is a horned creature, or two of them.
There's
look like twins or some kind of something like that with a blue lightsaber.
Gosh. Are there twin Jedi? Is that a thing yet?
Or do they, are they, does it, is he clones?
It's meta thing.
Sorry. Identical twin though. I meant.
Identical.
Oh, okay.
Unless he's force projecting himself wherever he goes, so he always has a clone.
Ooh.
You never know which one to go after.
Ooh,
shadow jutsu.
Oh my shit.
That one is just for you.
Who's a weeb now?
I've never seen Naruto, so deal with that, Daniel.
Next to those two individuals is, it looks like a Trandoshan?
That's a Trandoshan.
That's
dude.
A Trandoshan.
Either that or it's Yoshi.
Okay, I have a very, very, very interesting question about this. Is he holding his lightsaber behind his back, or does the next person have two lightsabers?
I can't tell.
You can't see
no.
His arm.
They don't have two because the person next to them is holding the lightsaber with both hands.
You're right.
Which?
That's a
you can see the arm. You can see the hand, right?
Yeah.
He's got a Dooku, like a hilt, right? It's curved.
It looks like, yeah.
I think so.
And then the figure next to him has a weird looking hilt.
And a dark saber.
And a dark saber, which I am, let's just start out with that. So let's talk about
question about that. Is it the darksaber or is it a darksaber?
Well, that's where we're going with this. Let's break down this picture a little bit. So there's a darksaber as we know right now. What do you think? I personally, just looking at the photo, I'm not a huge fan of the darksaber because to me, like, there's the darksaber. Right?
I need Jonathan to confirm for me when was the darksaber completed.
Yes, checking in with our Legends analyst, Jonathan Powers.
That's not even a Legends thing. That's a lore. That's a canon thing.
When is it?
But like, I can't remember when. Like, how far back during the Mandalorian Wars?
Yeah, I pulled up. Hold on.
What? Okay. Well, while you're looking that up, what's up with this hilt? It looks like a wand you'd find in Harry Potter.
Well, I look at that and I think of like the way I dreamed like Rey's lightsaber was supposed to be. I dreamed like it was going to be made out of like part of a staff.
Okay.
So that like one side would be staff, or like it would be staff in the middle, like from wood or something. Because I know like didn't that Wookiee
in the Clone Wars
Jedi in the didn't he make his out of a
yeah he did
like a piece of
the Kashyykian tree or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes me wonder, is that a double-bladed? Because that's a long hilt.
Yeah, it is.
It might be, but it kind of looks too thin bottom.
Yeah.
So, I have some information. It's kind of confusing. It's all canon, before you ask.
A little bit about water.
Okay, so Tar Vizsla was the Jedi who made the Darksaber. The Darksaber.
As we know.
We don't have a date for it. However, we get into an interesting little bit of hair splitting here. So, as a refresher for anyone listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, Tar Vizsla was the first Mandalorian to be inducted in the Jedi Order. He created the Darksaber, which is a pure black lightsaber. Unique. It's shown up in Clone Wars, Rebels, and The Mandalorian so far, as well as comic book. After he died, the saber was kept in the Jedi Temple until it was stolen back from the Jedi by the Mandalorians of his house. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because on the Wikipedia page, it says that he died prior to the establishment of the Galactic Republic, which creates an interesting canonical divide, because that means that the Old Republic and just the Republic are two markedly different things. Because it says that the Darksaber was stolen during the fall of the Old Republic.
Hmm.
So we've got like an interesting little division that we know nothing about. We don't even know what time period it ended in. Hmm. Oh, actually we do. I stand corrected. So the Republic, as we know it in the prequels, was formed in 10,019 BBY. Or 1,019 BBY, sorry.
Okay.
So, as of, to put this all in context, as of the High Republic, the Republic has been around for 800 years.
Okay.
Which totally fits with the whole Darth Bane rule of two, Sith have been around for 1,000 years thing.
Nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a long explanation. But yeah, that's a thing.
Okay. What do y'all think of that orange saber? Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Like, right?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. He just got the conehead thing going on, which threw me off.
Yeah, the males do.
Okay.
Wait, what?
It's kind of a weird shot of him because he's facing the camera directly.
What did you just say he was a, what did you guys just say? I missed
he's
it.
He's a Twi'lek.
Is he, though?
Daniel asked if he was a Twi'lek, yeah.
Is he not? He's not that thing that, what's his name was in Return of the Jedi?
Jabba's,
yeah.
Translator?
That's what I thought.
It was also
a Twi'lek. Was a Twi'lek. It's just he has the conehead thing going on, and I think it's made a good point to show the females more often. They didn't even really see too many males until, like...
I mean, because even Hera's dad, like, only comes up a few times.
Yeah.
Chem.
And then you've got Ornfree Tau, who's, just a freaking unit. Gosh, that dude just... But he sounds like Bowser, just stomping around wherever he goes.
What do you guys think of that double-bladed white saber?
What? Which you said the white saber?
The white saber.
The white saber. Well, actually, did we not? I don't know why I didn't notice until right now. Did you notice the white and the dark are on opposite?
Yep.
Interesting. Actually,
and also
the
more
purples
evil characters. I don't want to call Zabrak evil.
Whoa,
but
man!
The more commonly
racist of you.
The more commonly antagonistic species of characters like Zabrax and Trandoshans, seem to be on one side along with the Darksaber.
Ooh.
Yeah, and all those colors are darker. Other than the green one. But
okay. Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
Can I ask a question about the white lightsaber?
The white saber, yeah.
Yeah, it's real cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm into it. I'm all about it.
Say, yeah,
I've got the same thought as you.
I think
we
all do.
Why two right next to each other? Like, what is the tactical purpose of that beyond looking cool?
It's like, so when you like when you're done fighting and you all get hungry, you can put multiple hot dogs on it and then
you're
like
wrong.
Roast
you're
them.
You're wrong. I have a theory.
I have a theory.
I do.
We don't do that here.
Yes, we do. I think that lightsaber flips down, just like Dark Race.
You know what? Why don't you flip down and get out of the show? No. I don't know, though. It doesn't look like it.
I was going to say, you know how like Qui-Gon like melts through the door? When you have two of them, that time process is more efficient. It melts doubly as fast.
Twice the blade, double the fall.
You know, exactly. I bet it's actually because this one guy with the hilt doesn't have a crystal in his, so there's no saber, so she's got to pick up the slack. That's what I think.
She stole his.
Yeah, she stole his crystal.
So another thought I just had, sorry. The white lightsaber. We know 100% where white lightsabers come from. We know where those crystals are generated from.
Aren't they just regular crystals and they get unbled?
Are prominent in this galaxy.
They were unbled. Yeah, so originally those crystals would have had to been corrupted or bled.
Oh,
by a dark
side
user and have since been purified.
Well, does it, when it comes to those, does it say dark side user specifically or a Sith specifically?
I think it's general dark side users. The Sith are the ones that really use lightsabers. But I think it could be anyone just pouring their hatred and anger and everything into a kyber crystal.
Okay.
Huh. So why do
the
some...
I was going to say, the only other logical explanation is, like, you know how they say, like, there's going to be something that slices and toasts bread at the same time? Like, think about the one edge of the bread that doesn't get toasted. That just solves the problem right there. Both sides are
or toasted. You just stick it down the middle, pull it back out a few seconds later, you're good to go.
That actually works too.
There's a button that makes them pinch like chopsticks.
Ooh.
Ooh, bro, you're onto something now.
Precision executions.
It's somebody can, like, wouldn't a lightsaber just get stuck in between those in a fight and then just, like, destroy your blade?
Yeah, it would just, that like, sounds...
And or, you in half. If you get a lightsaber stuck, can you, like, twist yours and, like, destroy that blade?
Alternately, just turn your fucking lightsaber off.
It happens too fast.
Let's be real here.
Has that ever been like a fighting technique of dual wielders? Like you turn one off and then like turn it back on at a different time? Or like...
Not in canon. No, there's a lot to unpack here. It's really interesting. I'm very curious to see like how many of these characters will meet and where we'll meet them. I'm just excited.
That leads me to one of the points that I wanted to make today.
You're welcome.
Ooh, he's getting out his notepad, guys. I can hear it.
I was watching a YouTube video, and he mentioned it, that like this could be sort of have an MCU feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like a bunch of different characters kind of spread out, and then you kind of bring them together, you know, as you get further along. And I think that could be really cool.
You think this is the Avengers right here, basically?
Initiative. I think it might be.
The High Republic.
Why wouldn't
I think?
They?
I think it would be very wise to do an MCU type thing with Star Wars. I see
like,
nothing but money if they go that route.
I think that would be a smart way to do it. I don't know that it would translate as well to like a multimedia project like this, but.
Right.
But maybe that's that's the end game. No pun intended, let's introduce these characters in multi-medium platforms and then do it on the big screen as them coming together so that people that are going to go see the movies, they get this like cool ass just Jedi movie, but people that have been following it are like, oh my God, this is it. This is the moment.
Cool.
I mean, because that's essentially what happened with Marvel before the MCU ever happened. It was all comics, and that kind of stuff. It worked once before.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So like I know that you say that, but at the same time, like I'm not huge, like a huge Marvel fan, like insanely huge into it. But like I knew most of the characters. Don't you feel like some people who aren't like knowledgeable about these characters are just going to be like thrown off their game completely? If that were
depends on how good of a job you do introducing them in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but by the time that movie comes out, it's going to be fresh anyway, right? So to people that are just going to go see it, these are just a brand new bunch of Jedi, and they're in a movie together. It's all new to them. It won't matter.
I guess then you fall into the classic Star Wars trap of how much extra stuff do you put in the books that you would be able to enjoy if you read the books, but you're going to totally miss if you watch the movie and don't read the book? Mm-hmm.
True.
Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Is it a problem?
Yeah.
Did you watch all of Game of Thrones?
By season 8, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, ultimately it's a problem.
As you can hear in previous episodes, that was the one thing Daniel would get rid of in pop culture.
We talked about that, actually.
I still stand by the Furby answer.
Which I explained to Daniel later that night why that was your answer. I was really mad I didn't come up with Jersey Shore.
Oh, or Minions.
Dude, get out of here. Oh, my God.
Off,
oh, my God. Dude.
I think he hates anything that's small.
I'm going to fight you. Right now.
It's obnoxious and annoying and coarse and irritating, and they get everywhere.
It's the yellow version of Babu Frick. Don't even come at me with that.
Don't even.
You shut your mouth. That's bull. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just like a bunch of them, though.
You know what? Screw this. I'm starting my own podcast. I can't do this with you, Tyler.
Good. I hope it's coarse and rough and gets nowhere.
Don't ever say that again in my presence.
What, that Minions are amazing?
That was just a little bit.
No, the other thing you said.
Just a tiny bit.
I hope Furbies make a comeback and they make a movie and it's so successful.
No, I hope so. The other thing you said.
What? That Minions are like Babu Frick?
Yeah.
They're adorable and loving and every.
How dare you?
I will fight you right now. Where do you want to meet?
The Stellhorn target.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Show up with me and my boys. Daniel, you coming?
I don't live that close to there anymore.
Yeah, dude, he lives
far
away.
Dude. I thought you were my ride and die.
I mean...
Not or, and. I said that intentionally. I'm going to be very clear about that.
I picked die. Sorry.
I just haven't decided. I'll give a ride, but...
What'd you say, Steven?
I said I'll back someone up. I just haven't decided who yet.
And give you $50.
Deal.
Cool. It sounds like Tyler's off this podcast.
I'm leaving.
Anyway, back on topic.
Gosh, I can't believe that got so out of hand. I never thought I was going to be friends with someone that was so wrong.
Yeah, same.
I can't. Ugh. All right, that was good. That was a good little discussion. Okay, whew. We are back. Okay. So, yeah, a lot to uncover in that picture. I think my favorite part is that Lothwolf.
I'm looking at the lady above the Lothwolf, and I'm still, like, thinking about...
The Scarlet Witch-looking one?
Yeah, the...
I think she's a Lothwolf.
The crazy cross guard that she's got on. Like, it's, like, evil-looking a little bit. It looks like claws kind of grasping up at the blade.
I'm excited to see that cross guards are a thing in this era. Like, not like lightsaber cross guards, but lightsaber cross guards.
You know, looking at this picture, I want to kind of go back to the whole, like, are some of these people bad? Because, I mean, they definitely give that vibe off, right?
And... Yeah, if you look at the picture thematically, you got light I mean, just the background, you've got light on the left side.
Oh, yeah.
That dark red on the right.
It makes you wonder, are these people that aren't necessarily Sith or evil, so they don't make their crystal bleed, but they're still, like, rogue Jedi? I guess I'm thinking,
dark
like,
Jedi.
Dooku, yeah. In a sense, but without the red lightsaber and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, dark Jedi are totally a thing. They've been a thing for a very long time. I'm excited to see some more of those.
I feel like there's so much to talk about, and I'm starting to forget, like, what I wanted to talk about. Oh, I guess one thing I did want to talk about was in one of the photos that surfaced. It was the High Republic Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule, that book cover.
Mm-hmm.
We see the Wookiee Jedi, which is awesome, with the cross guard. We see the main character, I forget her name, so if you know it, I just forgot, which she was introduced in the latest Kylo Ren comic, number 3, that came out recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a Jedi holocron that she appears in.
She looks cool. She's got a little headband on, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's a yellow saber, so I wonder if maybe... I would like to see them introduce the yellow saber, like this Jedi, as maybe like one of the first temple guards down the line or something.
That would be cool.
Like maybe an origin there or something. But what I noticed is there's a ship in the background up in the sky, and I know I kind of touched on it the other day, but that looks eerily similar to the Colossus, perhaps?
We have a name for it, actually.
This ship in the picture?
Yep.
Oh, what is it?
It's called the Starlight Beacon, and there's some concept art for you.
Oh, I'm trying to move on over.
If I were to take a guess, it looks like you guys follow DC Comics or know about them? It looks like the Jedi version of the Watchtower.
I am not familiar, but I will take your word for it.
It's an orbiting space station, basically. But, yeah, so if you look at the concept art, that main part of it that's sticking up the highest,
yeah,
that looks like a Jedi Temple spire to me.
It does, and it's right above Coruscant, as you can see in the planet. That mm-hmm. is clear as day what we've seen in the movies as Coruscant.
It looks like it plugs right into that hole in Coruscant.
Whoa, wait a minute. You might be onto something.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
I'm almost picturing it, again, none of this is substantiated, but I'm almost picturing it as like a mobile base for Jedi doing missions and going off and patrolling space.
But it's like the size of a city, essentially, though.
Right. But like a Jedi city.
Isn't that thing hitting hyperspace?
I'm falling in love with this idea.
Chewie, punch it. You mean the planet? Yeah, let's go.
Another thing, I'm looking through some of these pictures from the actual press conference. I'm going to post two more pictures. In the picture, we see them with Jedi mission attire. I think it's really interesting that they have different outfits that they wear at different times.
So like the Jedi temple attire versus the Jedi mission attire.
Right. So there's another really cool thing. You guys have watched the video for the High Republic, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you caught it at the very end of the slideshow, like the presentation where they're specifically talking about, something evil this way comes and talking about what are the Jedi afraid of. I'm going to post a picture, and the picture that is actually on the middle right side that's in purple, that briefly flashes over the screen. It's like just a few frames, but I saw someone posting about it because they went through frame by frame. Look at that thing.
That looks like some Ganon Great Calamity looking thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see maybe, I don't know, that tying into the Nile somehow, or being like the actual force behind whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Because like you're imagining that whatever is either causing the great disaster or whatever's taking the place of the antagonist here is going to be like something, I don't want to say natural or a creature, but like it's not like a direct person or group of people. It's just going to mm-hmm. be like,
yeah, some interesting things people have floated online are specifically ideas like failed Sith alchemy experiments and like dark side beings. And I think a lot of the designs going on there are very reminiscent of that. You kind of have you kind of have some really interesting, like, almost undead-looking things going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't had zombies yet, right?
Yeah, the Night Sisters, but...
I was going to say, and the Geonosis episode, too.
We don't talk about that episode here, Daniel.
I've decided...
That still scares me.
I've decided two things about this concept art. Specifically, yes. They have to do with the Jedi Temple attire.
Yeah.
One, I love this, the gold robe Pope thingy robe he's got going on. And two, I love our Prince Charming looking Jedi right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that outfit.
One. Middle left or far
the
right?
Middle, the one with the red bull in his pocket.
I was going to say, my Prince Charming would be the green lightsaber.
The one with the shark repellent on his bat belt. That one. Looks super cool.
I was wondering what that was. Dude, it's like a pepper shaker. He just carries it around and seasons.
Dude, it's
like
spice.
It's his hip flask.
Oh, okay.
It's that thing that the men in black carry around to make you forget what happened.
It just makes us forget.
So, Tyler, do you have any thoughts about that other picture I posted?
The Jedi mission attire?
Nope. Keep going.
Oh.
Further down.
Oh, further down. What the hell?
Yeah.
My God, I'm so clumsy right now.
Daniel, I'm going to block you from posting pictures in this Discord.
I like the blue skeleton-looking guy from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. You like that? It kind of looks like a White Walker.
What is this? Concept art for what?
It doesn't say.
For your nightmares, pretty much.
Yeah, like, the one on the top left looks like a Dementor without the cloak. What is the spider? Ooh, I got chills on that spider little thing, bottom left. This purple guy looks weird with the colors. I don't.
As I was telling them, I don't know if you caught it, but at the very end of the video, where they're showing off concept art, they're talking about what are the Jedi afraid of? The purple guy on the middle right, he actually flashes in the video for a few frames.
Oh, if this is what they're afraid of, I completely understand. Oh my gosh. Oh,
the
that's what I wanted to bring up
like
to you.
Iron Maiden album.
I thought the same
thing.
I wanted to bring this up earlier. I totally forgot about it. So the whole like big event, right, that's supposed to scare the Jedi. So this group of villains, these space Vikings, as we're going to call them, are called Nihilists. And
well,
as
the Nile, yeah.
And in Legends, we have Darth Nihilus, correct? Is that his name, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I actually was wondering if that was a connection. I wasn't sure.
Do you think the thing they're scared of is this guy just eating planets? Because he's the one that eats all the planets, correct?
Correct.
I mean, that would be pretty terrifying.
Too angry to die.
Well, that'd be pretty terrifying if that's the big event. This guy just starts eating some planets.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Get a real Galactus thing going here.
Like an intergalactic hungry, hungry hippos. Everybody loses.
Dormammu versus Nihilus versus all these. I've come to bargain.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be really cool. Again, I'm not optimistic about them actually going that way, but it's a really cool idea.
I think it'd be cool, like, it'd be one of those things if, and I guess I'm kind of coming at this from an MCU movie perspective than anything, but him be revealed later down the line as maybe the leader of this group.
There's a little bit more concept art for you.
Oh. What is... interesting.
I like that droid.
I like that droid.
Are we seeing the beginning of the Imperial droid? Or the probe droid?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that hat that Stickman has on, is that a, looks like Anakin's pod racing hat.
It kind of looks like the hats the Naboo use.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of. Yeah. Huh.
Zam wore that hat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think
they're on Jakku.
Why does everyone want to go back to Jakku?
Why would anyone want to go back to Jakku?
I think
the
we need to hit
observatory on Jakku.
Oh, I guess that's
true. Were these revealed at the press conference?
Yes.
How are you feeling, Jonathan, as someone who is just over the moon about Legends and so knowledgeable about Legends? This question's geared... Well, let's start with you, Jonathan. What do you think about all this new stuff? All the new announcements?
I think them starting in this new period where they have ultimate creative freedom and they've put in the planning, it seems like, and it's really this thing that's going to be this multi-phase thing, I think that really gives them the chance to do this period justice in a way that they weren't able to do to the sequel trilogy. There's so much world building that can come through books and comic book lines. I'm just really excited to see what they put out, and it seems like it's something that they're really passionate about. So that makes me excited.
I agree. What do you think, Steven? I know you were big into the books. As a kid, I remember you reading them all the time and me not knowing at all what you're talking about and having little statues and figurines of some of these Sith Lords and stuff. So what's your take on them?
Talking to me, right?
Correct.
You cut out when you said my name, so I had to make
sure.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yes.
But anyway, yeah. I am super pumped. So really just echoing what Jonathan said, to get into a new space where, and no pun intended, where we do have creative freedom and there aren't the same constraints that there are when they're making these movies. I'm just excited to see what they come up with and kind of get to know new characters and new plot points and hear some new stories. Because I think what makes Star Wars great is not like, it's not the first characters that you see as much as like the world that you kind of get to hop into. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see them kind of looking at it that way and being like, oh, wait, we have an entire universe and many, many years within that universe to make money off of.
Right.
So take my money.
All right, here. Steven will spend his money on it. I know
a big reader, so
I think Daniel's more in the boat that I am of, you know, this stuff is awesome to learn about, and Jonathan's been super helpful, and along with Steven, of, you know, explaining some of the stuff and some of the legends and lores. So I know, Daniel, you're kind of with me where you didn't just read as many of the books or know as many of the legend stuff. So what are you excited for this?
I definitely haven't read enough of the legends to be like that deep into the lore, but I know that from the few books that I've read, I know I've had like you guys recommend some, like Jonathan really recommended like the old Thrawn and like the new Thrawn as well, and like everything that I've read, and I recognize like, you know, Timothy Zahn and Claudia Gray almost immediately. Everything that I have read from them, I've just like absolutely loved. Even the stuff that like there's been no mention of, like, well, like Lost Stars, like. Mm-hmm. There's very few things that have popped up like in series, and if they have popped up, I mean, I haven't really caught them because there hasn't been anything like major, but the little things that they've put in like and added in, I just loved. I think, like what we said before, it seems like Star Wars is playing it safe by introducing this medium first, and then we'll see like all the hardcore fans that are going to keep along with this and follow along with this, and once they see like how it goes with the planning that they've put in and the work they've put in since 2018, they'll see who's still sticking around and who's like, let's see, what are we latching on to? Like, let's find our new baby Yoda basically in this new era and see what the audience wants more of.
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. I think a lot of people are excited overall. I know I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I've been excited for the new books and media that's come out, but like something about this has me extra excited, and I really just want to get my hands on this book, read it. I would love if they did a little more of the audiobook releases in like kind of like the Dooku one, where it was more of a different cast and different voices, and it was more like a play.
Yeah, I know you and Jonathan really got into that. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I know you guys said a lot of good stuff about it.
Yeah, I have it if you want to listen to it on my Amazon thing. So you're welcome to listen to it. Same for you, Steven. It's fantastic. I know they released a book version, but I loved everything they introduced with that. It made me kind of fall in love with the Dooku character and really appreciate him for what he was, who he was, so...
Who he is.
Because he's not dead yet. How it's affected us, and how will it affect our children for years to come. Does anyone else have anything on their kind of mind about this Project Luminous, the High Republic, that you can kind of think of or want to talk about? I mean, I know that we covered a lot, and there's still probably a lot to talk about. Any more speculation or anything?
Nothing really on my side.
I think that's about all I have for now. I'm interested to see what more information we get as we get closer to Luminous coming out. I think Celebration is going to be a huge wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm excited. Still trying to get tickets to Celebration, even though I know it's almost completely sold out. I'm on a waiting list for like individual days just to see.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I'm going to be able to get Friday, but with how it's looking. But
nice.
You guys should sign up for it, and then if you and then we can just do a podcast there. Any of you?
All yeah, of we'll you. See.
You should. It's on Lyte. Lyte. Sign up. This segment was not sponsored by Lyte, but it should be. Yeah, I'm excited. I know I say that. It's probably my catchphrase. I'm excited. This is exciting, guys. It really is. It's just it's so fresh. It's so new. The outfits, the lightsabers, the species, just everything's kind of intertwining really, really nicely. Because I feel like that's been a big problem with the Jedi kind of in movies past, even when there was a bunch of them, is they were all human or they were all, everything looked the same, right?
They were all not Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
Other than him, right? And, you know, we live in this, there's this, where the story takes place in this vast galaxy of so many different species and things and just everything's so different. It's nice to see the differences kind of coming together. Welcome to the High Republic era, I guess, right? This is it.
Welcome.
Bonjour.
April 1st, they're going to come out with a psych. None of that's real. It was all fan art.
I mean, all art is fan art.
That's true. That is true. This has been fun.
As.
Thank you all for listening. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting us. We would love to hear your thoughts on the High Republic. Let us know what you think. Until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.